But it was no ordinary nurse who came a few minutes later to see the port admiral. It was the sector chief herself. She looked at him pityingly as she trundled him into his private office and shut the door, thereby establishing complete coverage.
"I had no idea, Admiral Haynes, that you... that there..."
She paused.
"That I was so much of a rebuild?" he asked complacently. "Except in the matter of eyes, which he doesn't need anyway, our mutual friend Kinnison has very little on me, my dear. I got so handy with the replacements that very few people knew how much of me was artificial. But it's these teeth that are taking all the joy out of life. I'm hungry, confound it. Have you got anything really satisfying that I can eat?"
"I'll say I have."
She fed him, then, bending over, she squeezed him tight and kissed him emphatically. "You and the Commandant are just perfectly wonderful old things. And I love you," she declared. "Lacey was simply poisonous to laugh at you the way he did. Why, you're two of the world's very best. And he knew perfectly well all the time, the lug, that of course you'd be hungry, that you'd have to eat twice as much as usual while your legs and things are growing. Don't worry, Admiral. I'll feed you until you bulge. I want you to hurry up with this so they'll do it to Kim."
"Thanks, Mac."
And as she wheeled him back into the main office, he considered her anew. A ravishing creature, but sound. Rash, and a bit stubborn, perhaps. Impetuous, and headstrong. But clean, solid metal all the way through. She had what it takes. She qualified. She and Kinnison would make a mighty fine couple when the lad got some of that heroic damn nonsense knocked out of his head. But there was work to do. There was. The Galactic Council had considered thoroughly Kinnison's reports. Its every member had conferred with him and with Forsell at length. Throughout the first galaxy, the patrol was at work in all its prodigious might, preparing to wipe out the menace to civilization which was Boscone. First-line super-dreadnoughts, no others would go upon that mission, were being built and armed, rebuilt and rearmed. Well it was that the Galactic Patrol had previously amassed an almost inexhaustible supply of wealth, for its reserves of expendable credit were running like water. Weapons, supposedly already of irresistible power, were made even more powerful. Screens already impenetrable were stiffened into even greater stubbornness. Primary projectors were made to take even higher loads for longer times. New and heavier Q-type helices were designed and built